begin Perek Shleisha Asa, the 13th chapter in the Rambam, Selchas Maisa Karbonas, and the laws of how the Karbonas are done in the Seif HaVoida. We will continue the theme of the previous Perek, which started discussing not just Zvachim, but also Menachas, that are flower offerings. And in this Perek, the Rambam discusses regarding the procedures of how to do and bring in Mincha. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding the Mitzvah Saseh, the positive commandment, last is called Mincha to do every flower offering in Mitzvah Sa'amur Bater according to the commandments as it said in the Torah. Halacha Beis, the Rambam specifies, starting with the Chavite Kohen Gadol. The case that says Chavite Kohen Gadol, how does one bring the Machavas, the pan of flour offering of the high priest, which he would bring every single day? So what he'd do is like this. Maybe Isar and Shalom, he would bring a complete, intact Isar and a flour, Umakdisha would sanctify it, by putting it into a vessel, V'chitzeyu, and he would divide it, B'chatz Isar and Shabbat Mikdash. There was a utensil that was a half of a sarin, so we divided it into two of these chatzis throwing this in the Beis Hamikdash, because she'ava pishei kriya v'chatzin, although it was sacrificed in halves, one, half in the morning, half in the evening, in the miskadeshes l'chatzin, but it wasn't sanctified halves. So he first brought the holy sarin, and then he split it. Moreover, maybe in Mashleishas Lugan Shemini, he would bring with it three Lugan of oil, Shem, like it says in the Pasuk, and Vayukah b'Shemen te'ase, it should be done with oil, which is to tell you, L'haisav L'Hashem, that should increase the amount of oil, K'niske HaKeves, like the amount of the oil that goes into the libations of a lamb, which are three Lugan of oil. Then, U'bayil HaSoylis b'Shemen, so he would mix the flour with the oil, V'chol t'b'roizchen, and then he would scald it in hot water, V'losh mikol chatzi Yisaren, and he would knead from every half of Yisaren, meaning there were two half of Yisarenis, he would need from each one of them shesh chalas, six loaves. Nimtzur shtei mesir chalas, comes out that there's 12 loaves over here. Halacha gimel continues, v'achas achas ha'yinasas. Now each one was made one by one. The kids would say, how do you do this? So mechalka shlesh lugin, he would divide these three lugin of oil, b'revi'ah shebemikdash, into the revi'ah haloigs of, that they would have these measuring tools in the Beis HaMikdash, which is revi'ah l'chol chala. One revi'ah of oil for every single chala, which, if you do the math, that comes out to the 12. And they would bake the challah, the loaf, a little bit. And then they would fry it in the pan with the rest of that quarter of the leg of oil that it had. But like we said, although it was baked first, but it wasn't baked a lot. It was only baked a little bit because you had to fry it afterwards in the machvas, in this pan. Because like it says in the pasuk, tufine is actually two ideas. It means te'afe, no, which means a little bit, and also na'a, that it should be beautiful, which therefore, that's like bimbushel v'na'at, somewhere between cooking and lightly cooking. So that's why he did it a little bit. But additionally, it's also the one of na'a, so therefore you have to bake it first, and then fry it subsequently, because you fry it first, it's already blackened before you even baked it. Halacha dalet, continuing. Then, they would divide every single loaf from these 12 loaves into two, ba'aymid, in estimate, meaning they would do it by hand, not with a tool. So that you should sacrifice half of it in the morning and half of it in the evening. And they would take these halves. They would fold each one into two. Some take out the next word of faces and divides. Because really, until you had that every single piece was folded into two. And you would sacrifice the half, with half of a festival of frankincense in the morning, and the other half, with a half of a festival of frankincense in the evening. So this was the machvas of the Kohen Gadol. Every single day he would bring it, and he would do half in the morning, half in the evening. Now, if this was the inaugural flower offering, which a Kohen would bring when he would start his first day on the Avodah, so in a chaitz, then he wouldn't divide it. Rather, it would be sacrificed entirely at one time with the festival of frankincense. Now, Ushtein, these two menachas we spoke about, that of the Kohen Gadol every single day and that of a Kohen of Michas Chenech, that starts off, Kol Ishan, that both totally burnt on the fires, like all the flower offerings of a Kohen. Halacha continues with a different type of mincha, Michas HaSoilis. The flour offering mincha, in contrast to those that were baked, this was made with flour. Kitzar Yisinasas, how was it made? So maybe Isar and Seles, they would bring an Isar and a flour, or a common Isarinus, or certain ones had many Isarinus, which just the minimum was Isarin. Or if he nidra according to whatever his vow was, however Isarinus he vowed to bring. And Veshem Narola and the appropriate amount of oil, which is because for every single Isarin you bring one leg of oil. Umaydid be Isarin Shem Mikdash, and you measure with the Isarin, which was a measuring tool in the base of Mikdash. And Veneisen Shem Bakeli. So you put the oil into the vessel. And then you put the flour on top of that. Then you put other oil on top of the flour. And you mix the flour with the oil. Then you put it into a service vessel. And then again, then you pour oil into it. So that was 3 tons. The oil that you initially put in. With the oil that's the second time, and you mix it with oil. And Shemesh Yasek with the oil the third time that you ultimately poured in. Hakol likely isarin, that's all of a leg of oil for one isarin. Again, proportionally, however many isarin is. And then v'nixin l'alubayinah, so then you put on the frankincense on top of it. That was the mechas taylis. Halachavav continued with two other similar types of menachas. Mechas ha-machavas v'amacheshas. Regarding the flat pan, which is the machavas, which we said the Kohen Gadol does every single day, and macheshas, the deep pan, with deep frying. Kate said, how were these menachas brought? So neisin Hashem b'kli, so first you would put the oil into the vessel. V'nesin l'vasayla, and put the flour on top of that. Then v'nesin alasayla, Hashem b'nachal, and you put on top of the flour some other oil. Uvoy lasaylas, that's what's called balilo, when you're mixing again with more oil, the flour. V'akach losha b'peishin, and then you would knead it with lukewarm water. And v'oifo isa b'machavas, oy b'machashas, then you would bake it in a flat pan or in a deep pan, kamashonada, whatever, however the person took the vow, which are these two types of b'nachas. Upaisa some pizza, and then they crumble it into small pieces. Venusa bikli shows you put into a service vessel. And then the third one, Vyutikaleo Sharsham, and then you pour on it the other oil. Venus Lavanas, and you put it on the frankincense. That's the actual mincha. Halacha Zayin. Now, ma bin machavas la machesha. What's the difference between these two types of pans? Macheshes, yesh la safa. What we call the deep frying pan, that has an edge. So therefore, vabatzik sho'ifin oisa larach. The flour that's the dough that's being baked in it could be soft, because it has an edge. Ve'niyetz is there if it's not going to fall out. So therefore, it actually was a softer type of a dough. Whereas a machavas, but the shallow pan in lo safa doesn't have an edge. So therefore, vabatzik sho'ifin is a bokasha. Therefore, the dough that you would bake in it would have to be hard, because it should lead to mekam that it shouldn't fall out on either sides. But if it's hard, it doesn't move. It's a solid. So that's the difference between machavas and macheshes. Halacha Ches continues with another type of mincha, specifically minchas mafei tanur ketzad. What's the mincha, the flour offering that's baked in the oven, which actually there's two different types, as the Rambam explains. Im chalosi, if they're loaves, like chala, bayla ha-soyles b'shemen, you mix the flour with oil, v'lash b'peishen, and you knead it in lukewarm water, v'ayfa u'peises, and you bake it, and you crumble it, v'nesel b'klishas, you put it in the service vessel, v'nesel b'nas, you put it in the frankincense. But Ve'ema Yitzik Hashem here does not have the third step over here of pouring it into oil. Kishnem, it says in the Pasuk, Chalis Matzis, loaves that are unleavened, Pelulis B'Hashem, that are mixed with oil, it has the mixing, but it doesn't have the subsequent Yitzik. Now, that's if it's Chalas. V'merkikini, if that's baked in the oven, are wafer-like Menachas. So Lashas HaSeilis B'Peishin, here they would go ahead and knead the flour with lukewarm mortar. Then then you would smear the wafers with oil. Shem like it says in the pasuk, "Go to kikim matzis," and the wafer unleavened, these unleavened wafers, meshuchem Hashem, were smeared with oil. V'yirali, it says Rambam, it appears to me, "Sha'achafiyah Moshech Hashem." After it was baked, that it was smeared with the oil. Now, Halacha says, "V'kitzam Moshech." How do you smear it? So maybe like Shem and L'chol Yisarin, as an omenachas, you bring a log of oil for every Yisarin of flour. U'meishchan v'chayzam Moshechan, you smear it and you smear it again. Atshiyich l'chol Hashem Hashem l'chol until all the oil in the leg gets used up. Because obviously, when you smear it, it's already so much oil until it gets absorbed, and you continue doing it until it gets all used up. Now, Halacha Yud sums up and says, "Kol arba menachas elu afuyas." All the last these four types of flour offerings that we mentioned that were baked, machavas and macheshes and mafei taner, that's chalas, and those that are mafei taner rikikin. So, even when they would bake them, even kol isaren, you bake the entire isaren of flour esur chalas as 10 different loaves. Now, v'mriba b'chalas achisa, if you did more or less loaves, k'sher it's going to be valid. And the kids are placing this, and how do we say that? We said we crumble it. How do you do that? The way you do it is, so you take the challah, koyfal challah shnayim, you fold the challah into two, and v'ashnayim l'arba, then you do the two into four, umavdal, and then you separate them. Now, v'mhoysa mincha shazichu ikuna, however, if the flour offering was from a male kohen, which we don't do kmitz, or rather the whole thing is burnt on mizbeach, then in umavdal upaisis, then you don't do this separating and the crumbling. In other words, you do fold it over into four, but you're not going to separate the folds one from the other. Now, v'kulan, now, however, all of them, even those that you do fold and you do separate, persistent kizesim, the pieces that are, so to speak, the crumbs, that you crumble it, that you're folding and folding and making small pieces, should be kizesim the size of olives. Now, v'mhigdla persistent v'hiknoizim, if you made it bigger than that or smaller than that, shayim, it's going to be valid. Halachir olive, now, let's say loibal, let's say they didn't mix it with oil. which is the middle procedure of the oil. Lipasas, you didn't crumble it into smaller pieces. Lohikas, you didn't bring it near to the mizbeach. Limashach esrikikin, no, you did not smear the wafer menachas. Ksheir, it's going to be valid. Lenemer called Dvar Ma'elo El Mitzah, all these things were only said as a positive commandment. Shakachim and says that's a mitzvah, but if it wasn't done, it's not going to be ma'akav. Halachi Beis continues regarding Seder Havayis HaMitzvah Ketzah. So up until now we spoke about how it's made. What's the order of the bringing from the beginning till the end, chronological order of bringing the flour offering? So maybe Adam says from Tech Beis, so a person would bring the flour from his own house, Beklasa Shal Kesef Shal Zav, with containers that are made out of silver or gold, or Shal Shomini Matachas or whatever from any other types of metals, but at least Klisha Roli Klisha has to be a vessel that's fit to be a service vessel. Now if it was the flour offering made out of flour, which is excluding that of those which are baked as breads, so nice and klisharis. So here you would put this flour into a service vessel, meaning after it's mixed with oil before you do the yitzik, the pouring of the oil. And this is what you sanctify in the service vessel. But let's say one of the flour things that were baked, they're not soilless, they're not flour, you actually end up baking it. So here, they would bake it in the Beis HaMikdash, and they would crumble it. Like we explained, they would put the crumbs into a service vessel. They would put on it its oil and its frankincense and malichet, so they would bring it to the kohen. The kohen would bring it to the mizbech. And they would bring it to the southwestern corner, keneged chodesh al keren, to the corner, a point of the corner, v'daya, and that's sufficient. Then they would go ahead and move all the frankincense to one side. And they would take the festival from the place where there was a lot of the oil. Shlomek says in the passing, misaltim shamnas, so you have to move all the frankincense because it's got to be just from the flour and from the oil, so it's got to be where there's a lot of the oil over there. V'nisnah comes like klisharis. And then you take the festival and put it into a service vessel. U'mekashu b'klisharis, and now you sanctify that festival in the service vessel. Now, v'koyim shachalok b'shnekeim, but let's say the festival that was divided into two service vessels, in the Kaddish, not sanctified, has to be in one service vessel. And therefore, v'chayz m'kaddish, rather, you got to have to go back and re-sanctify it again. In other words, you go and you mix it up and you put it as one unit into one vessel. And then umlakas kolavinasa, you gather all the frankincense. V'neisna alakomisha bekeli, you put it onto the fistful that you took off, what's called the kmitza that's in the vessel. Umalei al mezbech, and then you bring those up to the altar. Umalchol, and you salt that kmitza. V'neisna gabei isha mekleisharis, and you put onto the fires from the service vessel. Now the mechas kehanami, but if it's the flower finger coin, then in the comments saying you don't need to do this kmitza. Elenisna melcha kula, rather you put salt on the whole mincha, mashcha kol gabei ishim, and you throw the whole thing on the fires, as that of the mechas kehanim are totally burnt on the mizbech. Halachit gimel qualifies ketzad kum to menachas and the kmitzas. We spoke about doing a kmitza. How is the procedure of the festival done by these menachas that you take a festival? So it's kedech shekames kalatim. It's the way anyone takes a handful of anything. He stretches out his fingers over the palm of his hand, and he takes a handful. Let's say comments berusha it's ba'isav. Let's say he only took with the tips of his fingers, not over the palm of his hand. I mean, it's done over from the side, which one interpretation means from the side of the vessel or the side of his hand. Be that as a male loyakter, then he shouldn't burn it like that because that's not appropriate kmitza. But if he did do it, if he burnt it subsequently hutza, it is acceptable. Now, but v'mhoisav comments. Let's say he added on to the festival. Let's say he distanced his fingers and he took a fistful like that, not the way a regular person does in a normal manner. So he's taking more flour. Or he's a pulse that's going to be valid because it's not the measurement of the kmitza. Halacha yadal. Now, in kmitz pachas mikushnei zaysim, a handful is not less than two olive sizes. Umiktas hakoymitz ma'akav esakuli, and even missing just part of the fistful is integral and will withhold the validity of the whole thing. And vakoymitz v'levoyin ma'akav esakuli, the fistful and the frankincense are integral one for the other. The flour and the oil are integral one for the other. And also missing part of the oil is also integral for the whole thing. And in Pachas, Maluk Lasan, and Kamesh Ran, like we explained already in Halacha Hei and Perkut Bez Halacha Zayin, that you don't have less than one lug of oil for every Yisaran of flour.